Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Tet, Mishnah Het. In this Mishnah, we're going to talk about a situation where two people died, and we don't know who died first. Let's say a building fell on two people. We're unsure who died in that collapse first. And that creates a safek in terms of the laws of inheritance. We'll spell it out as we read the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Nafal habayit alav ve'alaviv. If a house fell upon a person and his father, let's call that person the son, Reuven, or alav ve'al morishav, or a house fell on a person, also Reuven, and somebody who would give him an inheritance. Like, let's say there was a situation where his brother would have been giving him an inheritance. But we'll focus on the first case. It's really the same deen, but the first case will make it easier. A man and his father, a man named Reuven, they both died, a house fell upon them, and now we know they're both dead, but we don't know which one of them died first. V'hayta alav ketuvat isha u'ba'al chov. Reuven, who also had upon himself the obligation to pay a ketubah, and also to pay another creditor, somebody that he owed money to. But the problem was, Reuven died without any money whatsoever. His estate was penniless when he died, so he cannot take care of these obligations. But his father, who also passed away, was somebody who had money. His estate did contain property. So the question becomes, who died first? If the father died first, then automatically Reuven inherited him at that moment in time. So he died with some money owed to him. So the creditors and his wife, who's owed a ketubah, have the ability to go collect from the inheritance of the father, because Reuven inherited that inheritance. But if Reuven died first, and then his father died, Reuven died penniless, and then his father died, and Reuven wasn't alive in order to inherit at that time. So therefore, his creditor and the wife wouldn't be able to collect a ketubah, because Reuven wasn't alive in order to inherit. So that's how this Mishnah will play out. Yorshei ha'av omrim, ha'ben met rishon, ve'ahar kach met ha'av. The heirs of the father, that means the brothers of Reuven who are collecting their inheritance, they're trying to say, it's possible that Reuven died first, and then our father died afterwards. So the property of the father never entered the possession of the son Reuven, so the wife and the creditors would have no claim on that money, but the regular inheritors would receive their father's money. But the creditors, the wife, are saying, no, the father died first, and then Reuven, the son, afterwards. Once the father died, the property entered the domain of the son Reuven, and therefore the creditors, people who are trying to collect the debt, have the right to take it from the inheritance, because the debt that they're owed is now within technically the ownership of Reuven, who then died. So what do we do in this case where we don't have the ability to clarify? Bet Shammai omrim yahloku. The opinion of Bet Shammai, they divide the property. Since it's not known which of the relatives died first, we say that both of these claims have equal claim to the property. So the creditor collects half of what he's owed, and the other half goes to the brothers who keep it as part of their inheritance. That's the opinion of Bet Shammai. Bet Hillel omrim nechasim behezkatan. Says Bet Shammai, the property remains in its hazakah, in its presumed status. The presumed status of this property is, it started off and it belonged to the father, and then we assume that when he died, it's going to go to his inheritors, to his heirs. So we view the property as if it's already in the possession of the father's heirs. The people who are trying to claim that they're entitled to collect on the property, they have to first prove that the father died first. And if they can't prove that, because they have to have the father that died first and then Reuven automatically involved in that inheritance so that they could take it from Reuven. If they don't have the ability to prove that, then the property is awarded to the inheritors of the father. We basically say that since they're bound to collect from him, it's as if they had the money already. And they have a hazakah, they're holding on to the money, and it's up to the people who are trying to remove it from them to bring a proof. So therefore, the wife in this case, and the people who were owed money, they get nothing according to the opinion of Beit Hillel, and the other brothers who are the inheritors of their father would get the rest of the property.